Who will testify first? Kavanaugh or his accuser? Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Monday, September 24, 2018. The woman who accuses U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of attempted rape will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, as will Kavanaugh, who vehemently denies the evidence-free accusation. Christine Blasey Ford, a psychology professor, says she doesn't remember when or where Kavanaugh assaulted her in 1982, only that his drunken attempt occurred at a party in a home in Maryland. Kavanaugh says his calendar will show he couldn't have done it. But more is at stake than an accusation that is neither provable nor falsifiable. That is the ancient principle of permitting the accused to answer the accuser. Who will testify first? Who goes first? As the New York Times reported on Sunday, Ford's left-wing attorney, who toils for an outfit subsidized by billionaire leftist subversive George Soros, finally agreed that Ford should testify. Despite actual threats to her safety and her life, Dr. Ford believes it is important for senators to hear directly from her about the sexual assault committed against her, Deborah Katz and her anti-Kavanaugh hit squad announced on Sunday. And they were mighty big about it, too. They will not impede the hearing taking place, but the Times also suggested that Republicans might actually force Kavanaugh to testify first. While Dr. Blasey prefers that Judge Kavanaugh testify first, she will accept that she might have to go first, the Times reported. But that shouldn't even be a question, the famous liberal attorney Alan Dershowitz said. Speaking on Breitbart Radio, Dershowitz said, "It's obvious what should happen. Ford should testify first, make the accusation, lay it out, and then Kavanaugh should be asked to respond. Civil liberties have to be complied with, and the ACLU, we don't hear from them," he said. When the accuser's lawyer says that the accused has to go first, that's such a fundamental denial of due process, the way they used to do it in the Star Chamber. You call somebody in, have him deny everything, and then you bring in the accuser afterward. That's just not the way the Anglo-American system of justice has ever worked. Forcing Kavanaugh to go first would be outrageous, he said, noting that he wants to hear from the ACLU. Beyond that, what's not reasonable, at all, and what really destroyed the credibility of some of the other reasonable claims, is this demand that he go first. Dershowitz also chastised the media for their claims, or certainly their implication, that Kavanaugh is guilty. The presumption of innocence still has to apply. Appearing on Sean Hannity's Fox program, Dershowitz said much the same thing, telling fellow Democrats and civil libertarians he expected them to stand up for principle, not feminist politics. The one thing there should be no compromise on, and every civil libertarian and every Democrat should demand she must go first, he said. I ask myself, what if this were a liberal Democrat who were nominated by a liberal president? What would I be demanding? Exactly the same as what I'm demanding now, Kavanaugh's calendar. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh's calendar, the Times reported, shows his summer schedule. He was busy most of the time, on trips to the beach or his grandmother's. Judge Kavanaugh was gone many weekends with his parents in St. Michael's, MD, and one weekend in Connecticut with his grandmother, according to the calendars, the Times reported. He listed an interview for Yale University, where he would eventually enroll, and the start of football camp in August, when he stayed in the dorms at Georgetown Prep. He also played summer league basketball. And while Kavanaugh mentioned Mark Judge, whom Ford said interrupted Kavanaugh's stumbling drunk attack, a few parties are listed and with them the names of several friends he apparently went with. Nothing from the calendars indicates whether he might have met Dr. Blasey, so the only detailed documentary evidence from the time shows that Kavanaugh doesn't mention the party where, Ford claims, he attempted to rape her. Given that committee chairman Charles Grassley, R. Iowa, surrendered to the imperious demands of Ford's radical attorneys, the question is whether he'll force Kavanaugh to testify first. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.